When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Sometimes a school is incredible. Can't quite explain it, so you try. Is Hampton High?
Hi, you're listening to Hampton High, the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Mark Maron, but for my school? I'm your host, Hampton McKelvey. I'm a junior, and I'm talking to Rockville Prep's most interesting students, staff, and all the above. Rockville Prep, go Skunks. Hello, everyone. As you can tell, things are sounding a little bit different because I'm in my car. I'm driving to... Long story short, I have to give, like, my mom's friend's kid a ride to school now, so I'm, like, driving to pick her up, and, like, it sucks, but, like, I have to do it, so I thought I'd, like, record it just to, like, capture, because, you know, we're gonna have to do this for at least a few weeks, at least, if not a few months, and so, like, I might as well capture the first one for the pod, just to, like, let you all into my world, sort of, like, my trials and tribulations, and sort of, like, I know some of you think I'm perfect, but I have to do bullshit like this all the fucking time, you know? And so I want you all to realize that, like, my life is actually hard as hell too, you know? And this episode will give you an example of some, like, you know, my trials and tribulations, as it were. But before I go into that, I always could talk about what's happening at school. And, like, right now, people are, like, doing SATs. People are taking SAT prep. I am taking SAT prep, which fucking sucks. But, like, also, you have to take advantage of every opportunity if you want to get into a good school. I want to get into a good school, specifically Georgetown. But people are talking about, like, all, like, the cheating with, like, SATs. And, like, there's, like, California people who, like, paid for their kids to get into school. And, like, I get that it looks so bad. And I get that it, like, is not... ethical in, like, a traditional way, but in my mind, like, the most unethical thing is for your kid not to go to college. If you are rich and your kids aren't going to college, that's like murder, because their lives cannot recover from that, you know? Even if they say they don't want to, even if they say, like, they're not ready, like, put them into schools and the only way they can get the kind of jobs that can give them the kind of future that they need. So, like, yeah, it's a bad look, for sure it's a bad look, but, like, can you really fault these parents for doing what's right and not murdering their kids? Because that's the alternative. You either pay for them to go to school, or you basically kill them. Oh, here we are. Hey.
Hey, Hampton.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, can you hold on to that? You can just hold on to that while we...
Well, what is this? Is this for your...
It's for my podcast, yeah. You have a podcast, right?
Yeah. No, my mom told me that you were doing this. I didn't realize that this was... I didn't realize it was going to be right now, but that's... Is this on?
Yeah, it's on. Well, can you close the door?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Miss Mankiewicz. Mrs. Fuck, I always fuck that up.
That's okay.
Is it Miss or Mrs.? Like, I never tell with her, because, like, I don't want to offend anyone, you know what I mean?
She's Mrs.
Well, I know she is, but, like, I just mess up, like, what you're supposed to say, you know?
Oh. I don't think it really matters.
Okay.
Maybe for some people. Like, my friend's mom, like, do you know Lisa M.?
Is she a freshman, too?
Yeah. Her mom has us call her Donna.
Oh, really?
She gets really mad when we call her Mrs. Because she's like, that's my mother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
So we call her, she just asks us to call her Donna, which is like, you know, it's fine.
Okay.
Like, you could call my mom by her first name, too.
Oh, no, I'm not that kind of guy. I just, like, that would always, like...
She wouldn't care. Like, she wouldn't care at all, I don't think.
I'm sure she wouldn't care, but, like, I'm just not that kind of guy. Like, adults... especially parents deserve as much respect as a child can give them, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, I think you should really, like, amp up respectability when you're talking to older people, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Which, like, I mean, that's just what I think, so.
No, totally. Yeah.
So, this is Leah, everyone listening. This is Leah Mankiewicz.
So is this, are you going to put this out for every,
I was thinking about that, you know.
Sorry, I just thought I was getting a ride to school. I didn't realize that I was going to be like this famous or
no,
whatever.
No. I mean, just like an episode.
Okay.
And this won't be every day. I wanted to record this one because I feel like we're sort of stuck with each other for like a few months now. It seems like.
Oh yeah.
And it feels like we might as well just get this out of the way, you know.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Actually, if you don't want to do this, you don't have to do this.
No, it's cool. It's totally fine. I want to do theater and stuff, so it's like a good chance to practice my voices. I can talk like this if you want.
It's okay. Actually, I prefer you to be sort of your natural, natural speaking voice. Okay. Just sort of like be yourself. And,
okay. No, I can do that.
Yeah. Also, it's like a good way to get to know each other, so.
Sure. Yeah.
So.
Cool.
So you're a freshman.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Is this your car?
Yeah.
It's just yours? You don't, like, share it with your brother? Or
well, I do share it with my brother sometimes, but, like, it's technically mine. Cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I have, like, gum in there if you want gum or something.
Oh, no, I'm okay.
Okay.
I, like, didn't really eat breakfast, so I don't know if I, like, I'm ready for... gum.
Yeah, I know. I personally always felt gum in the morning is sort of like a waste of them.
Yeah.
Because you just brush your teeth, so.
Must be like really cool to be able to drive yourself to school.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It's nice to drive. It's better. What's more fun is driving yourself away from school.
Yeah. Like driving home.
Yeah. Well, or like, you know, out with friends and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. This is a really cool car, too. I really like it.
Thanks. It's blue. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. So do you, like, do any sports or anything?
Sort of. Like, well, I want, like, I'm doing ice hockey this year, but, like, they don't... Yeah, there's no, like, JV team because there aren't enough girls, so they kind of, like, there's varsity and then... I'm kind of, like, on the team, but I don't get to play in the games or anything.
Yeah,
like,
hey, use your damn signal, dude!
Whoa.
Oh, well, fuck you! Oh, man. Sorry about that. You know, you shouldn't...
It's fine.
You should do the earmuffs. Yeah.
It's fun. No, I, like, curse and stuff.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I, like, definitely curse and stuff like that.
Really? Can you give me a curse?
Yeah, like, shit.
Hey, good job. You nailed it. That's a curse.
Shit.
Yeah, you've got it, man. Do you want to, like, stop at, like, McDonald's or something? Get, like, a breakfast?
Sure. No, I mean, whatever you want. Like, I'm can do whatever.
Is that cool? I do that sometimes.
Yeah. No, let's go.
Yeah.
They have, like, breakfast there and stuff, right?
Yeah. They get breakfast. Yeah.
We don't really, like, my family doesn't really eat fast food a lot, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just sort of what I do, and I feel like if I'm giving you a ride, then, like, you should sort of come along and do it. Yeah. I do, right? Is that fair?
No, that's fine.
But if, like, you don't want, you can always tell me that, and we can, like, do something else, like,
No, that's...
Okay.
That is totally fine.
Because, yeah, I just feel like it's sort of what I want to do, you know?
Yeah, no, my mom was just like, she was just like, Hampton's giving you a ride. She was like, just go do whatever he, like, needs to do, like, leave when he wants to leave and stuff.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Fine.
Right. Is this the right time to leave? Do you usually leave earlier or later?
Yeah. Like, no. This is fine.
Okay, so this is, okay. Right. And you usually sit in the front seat. You can sit in the back seat if you want. If you're used to sitting in the back seat,
the front seat is good.
Are you sure? Okay, I can pull over and can go in the back seat.
No, the front seat is great. Sorry, I just, like, why would I sit in the back seat?
While
you, like, chauffeured me around.
No, I'm not. That's not what I'm...
That would be so weird.
Okay.
That would be so weird.
Yeah, but that's not what I saw. I wasn't...
No, I know. Sorry. Okay. I didn't mean to laugh. I just thought that was, like, so funny.
Well, I just didn't... Leah, I just didn't know if, like, I didn't know what your schedule was, so... Okay.
No, this is fine. Like, when I was doing... When I was doing hockey, like, practices were really early in the morning, but now they're, like, over, so it's not even... They were at, like, 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
My mom would, like, drive me, but...
That is too internally.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Even.
Yeah, I was so tired by like second period. I would just like fall asleep at my desk.
Oh my God.
Do you know Mrs. Abbott?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Did you have her for English?
No, I didn't have her, but like I knew her. She's one of the homeroom teachers. So like if you go into different homerooms, like, she's around. Yeah.
She's my homeroom teacher.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Also, yeah.
Oh, cool.
She is so cool. She let us watch movies during homeroom. But,
oh,
like,
really?
But like we could only watch like 10 minutes per each homeroom. So like we haven't even. We were watching Pirates of the Caribbean. Have you seen that? It's like an old movie, but it's really good.
That's so lucky.
Yeah, it's so. But I've seen it now like 10 minutes at a time. So I'm like, someday I have to watch the whole thing.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, and be honest with me. Do you think that like, what's her name? What's the actress's name who's in it? She's like totally hot. What's her name?
Oh yeah, Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley. Wait, is it Keira or Keira Knightley?
I think it's Keira. Okay. It's like K-E-I.
Keira
Knightley.
Keira Knightley. Okay. I kind of think, and this is like a little fear I have.
Yeah.
I think she actually is less attracted to Orlando Bloom and more attracted to fucking Jack Sparrow.
Do you think?
Watch it and pay attention. Watch it and pay attention. Like, sometimes he's like, you know, and she's like, okay.
I feel like the whole movie, I mean, again, like, we've been watching it in, like, 10-minute, like, spurts, but I feel like the whole movie she's kind of like, he's, like, doing his thing, and she's like, you're so random.
I know!
But I feel like that's, I don't know, maybe, I guess, like, I could see myself, like, having a crush on a guy who's, like, really random. I don't know. Who's like random or whatever.
Do you have like a crush on a freshman?
Sorry.
You don't have, it's okay.
I don't want to say.
But that means you
no,
do.
No,
it means you
no.
Clearly do.
It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean any. I'm sorry. I'm just smiling because I'm like always smiling.
Are you though?
Yes. I don't have a crush on anyone though. I don't.
Okay.
And if I did, I, like, wouldn't say it on your podcast.
Okay.
Like, in the car on the way to school.
Okay. Don't make fun of me.
Did you, like, have a girlfriend?
What?
When
I was a freshman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah.
And your parents were like, that's fine?
My parents don't really care about that stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know my dad. He, like, doesn't.
Yeah, your dad's, like, cool.
Well,
oh, is he not?
I mean, maybe he's cool to you, but he's certainly not cool.
He seemed cool when your family, like, came over for dinner.
Yeah, I know. He always seems cool in public.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, your dad's cool, though. Your dad's, like, actually a nice guy.
Yeah, like, I feel like maybe it's kind of the same kind of thing where, like, my friends are always like, oh, your dad's cool, and I'm like, I guess.
But your dad has, like, he's got, like, a mini golf in your backyard. Do you play mini golf all the time?
No. Everybody asks that, and it's like, no. My dad, like, because, like, you know my dad, like, works from home or whatever, and, like, he's always home, and he, like, built the mini golf course or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of all he did for, like, a year, and we kept being like, why are you building a mini golf course? And he was like, why not? And then he built it, and,
legendary.
Like, Yeah, but, like, no, I don't play it all the time. It's, like, I think because it's, like, there. Maybe if I didn't have a mini golf course in my backyard,
for sure.
I'd, like mini golf more.
Hold up. Here we are. Do you want something?
Can I get a Coke?
Yeah, sure. Can we get, two Cokes, fries, and can I get, like, a lot of barbecue sauce? Yeah, I'll pay extra. All right.
Why'd you get so much barbecue sauce?
I like to dump it all over my fries. And, like, I like to, like, shake them all around so it's, like, they're completely covered.
Oh.
And then, like, because then, like, every bite is, like, super Mondo barbecued up.
Okay.
What?
I'm sorry. That's, like, really funny.
Why is that funny?
Oh, I mean, it's, like, so much. It sounds so, like, weird.
Well, no, why is that weird?
Did you get ketchup too?
No, you heard me. I just got barbecue sauce.
Okay.
They'll probably come and give you ketchup too, though.
No, like, I'll try it. It sounds fine.
You don't have to do it that way.
No, it's fine.
No,
it
sounds,
I guess, I mean, I like barbecue sauce.
Okay.
I just, like, I don't put it on my fries. I put, like, ketchup on my fries.
I'm, like, giving you a ride to school, so, like, it's, like.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's fine. Just, like, it's.
I'm not like making, I just like thought it was funny.
Okay.
But I was like genuinely, that's why I asked, like, why are you getting, because I was genuinely.
Hey, hey. Yeah. Thank you. Keep trying.
Thanks. I like don't have any cash on me, but I can have my mom like give your mom a couple dollars.
You know what? This one will be on me, right?
Oh, thank you.
This one will be on me, but in the future, just like know that this might have to happen. Like,
yeah, I didn't know where you're
we
going.
Might be coming here.
So
like,
next time, I'll like ask my mom to give me like $5 in the morning, and then I'll just like have it on me. I never like drink Coke.
Thank you.
I never drink like this.
Oh,
is,
really?
Yeah, I never drink it.
Okay.
But this is, I feel like it's
are
really,
you about to be hyper as hell?
Yeah, I'm gonna be like bouncing off the walls like I'm in like fifth grade.
Yeah.
This is really good though.
Yeah.
It's crazy how like when you don't drink Coke for like a long time and then you have it, you're like, oh, this is like amazing.
I feel like I forget. I feel like between every Coke, I like for. I feel like Coke is like, okay, I feel like there's like three types of Cokes. There's Coke from a can, cold Coke from a can. There's four types of Coke. There's room temperature Coke from a can.
Yeah. Cold Coke
cold
from a can.
Coke from a can.
Bottle Coke.
No, I'm not even thinking. I'm thinking of Coke like port, like, like Coke in a cup.
Mm-hmm.
Coke in a cup with ice.
Oh,
and
there's
like, and each of those have their own like separate like subtle flavorings that like shift ever so subtly like the like pollen in the wind.
Yeah, that was like poetry.
Yeah, so get used to that. I'm actually a little more literary than people always think I am.
Yeah, no, I know that because I remember like when our families like had dinner, you were just like reading in your room and you didn't really come to like. You weren't, like, hanging out.
Yeah, I wasn't. You know, I'll give you a little scoop. I wasn't always reading.
Oh.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I'm just, like, on, like, you know, on Twitter or something. Or, like,
oh,
Snapchat,
do you have a
like,
Twitter?
Yeah, I have a Twitter.
I'm not allowed to have a Twitter.
You're not? It's probably for the best.
Do you think so? Because I like, really want one, and I asked my mom if I could get one when I was 16, and she was like, maybe.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know if she's going to let me.
I mean, you should just. I'd say just get one without her and like have it be a secret one.
Well, because she said like I could have an Instagram this year and just like keep it locked. But I was like, I don't know like if that's really that fun.
I think it is. And you like if you're already like you mostly hang out with your friends, right? Is what it looks like, you know? And so like it's just you and your friends talking to each other. So that's cool.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why do I have to give you a ride to school? Because, like, I was told to do it, but I feel like you've gotten to school, like, by yourself this whole time, and, like, just wondering why. Like, now.
Did you see, like, the stuff with my mom or whatever?
No.
Is it cool if I, like, say this, like, off the mic?
Just say it on the mic and I'll edit it out.
Okay.
Just because, like, just so, like, for the sake of, like, conversation.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just, like, but, like, edit it out because I feel like it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah. Well.
So basically, is it off?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So basically, my mom, like, drank, like, a bottle of cough syrup and then, like, got into her Audi and then drove. Oh, I forgot to say she was naked. She got into the Audi and she was naked. She like had just gotten out of the shower and she was like soaking wet. Her like hair was wet and she was naked. She was like super high on cough syrup, I guess. And she like got into the car and then she like drove to the supermarket and then she like and I was in the car with her because she had gotten out of the shower and she'd been like, we're getting in the car now. Get in the car. And I was like, Mom, what are you talking? I was like, this is so crazy. And then she was like, get in the car. We're going. We have to go buy a ham. And I was like, literally what? But like she made me get in the car and then like we drove to the supermarket and she like got out and I was like, what are you doing? And I was so like, I was like, Mom, this is so like random. But then we like got there to the supermarket and she just like ran down the aisles naked until like they called the cops, and then my uncle's like a cop, and so like nothing really happened, but like I feel like everybody kind like I feel like people know about it in town, maybe.
Maybe in town. I did not know about that.
Oh yeah. So she's so basically like nothing really happened because like with my uncle, but like they took her driver's license away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you talked about that at school? Because that's like a story that could like. Let's talk about this. Would this story help you socially or hurt you socially?
Oh.
If you're interested in like sort of playing the game a little bit.
Like, oh, I mean, like my friends know, like.
Do they talk about it?
I mean, sometimes, like.
Do they make fun of you for it?
No, like.
Good.
No, because they're, like, my friends. Like, they like me. Like, you know, Abby and, like, Gina. And you don't know Abby or Gina?
They're
Gina,
freshmen?
Gina has a brother who's a junior.
Who?
Judd.
Oh, Judd's sister?
Yeah.
You're friends with Judd's sister.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
What do you? Are you friends with Judd or?
No, I'm not friends with Judd. I mean, he's fine, but like, does she also wear like Bride of Chucky t-shirts?
No, no. She doesn't. She hates scary movies.
Okay. Well, Judd like it feels like Judd like he acts like he's in a scary movie yeah. like every day.
I know. Like, he's like really. He's actually like really cool though. Like if
is he though? I've always thought he was kind of like presumptuous in that regard. I'm like no. We don't all want to be freaked out all the time. It seems like you want to freak us out all the time.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like that's kind of like his thing. Like he looks like, but like if you get to know him, he's actually like really nice.
Dude, one time. In between periods, I saw him like put a lighter up to
vent?
Not a vent, a sprinkler.
Oh,
a lighter up to a sprinkler.
Whoa,
as
really?
as if he was like, and that could have like,
feel like he was doing that as a joke though. Like if you knew him, he's like actually, because he's actually like kind of, he's actually like really funny.
Okay, that could.
He's like. Like, I think he was just doing it as a joke.
Huh.
What?
I guess it was pretty random of him to do that, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, but I guess, like you said before, it's like, you could see yourself having a crush on someone random.
Oh my
but,
god, I do but, not have a crush on
nah,
Jed.
Nah,
I don't have a crush on Jed. No, that is crazy.
I'm just,
that
I'm
is
not
so
saying.
Crazy.
I'm just sort of connecting the dots as
don't.
I see
them. Oh my god,
I'm
no.
I'm not saying, you know, are, it's your friend's brother.
No,
you
are
you know.
Literally insane.
I
don't.
I'm just no. saying there's a.
I don't. I don't.
Okay, calm down.
He's like my friend's brother.
Okay, chill.
I don't.
Okay, you don't.
Sorry.
It's fine. Take a sip of soda. It'll calm you down.
Soda's like really good.
Do you like music?
Yeah.
Like radio or like Spotify or something?
Do you listen to like show tunes? Or do you know like musicals?
I know some. I know the stuff that the schools put on, but like, why? What kind?
Like, do you know who Ben Platt is? Like, do you know Dear Evan Hansen? It's a musical. It's on Broadway.
No, I don't know it.
It's so good.
What is it?
It's, oh my god. It's so good. I went to see it for my birthday. My parents took me to see it for my 14th birthday.
Wait, in New York?
Yes, like, we went to New York. It was so cool.
That is cool.
It was awesome. We took an Amtrak train, which is so expensive, but we just went, and it was so amazing. And the musical is like, it's like this guy, Evan Hansen, and he's like the star, and it's, he like tells a lie, and then like this guy like kills himself, which is like really
what?
Yeah, it's like really
whoa,
sad.
Hold on.
Yeah, the musical is like,
are you allowed to see that? You're like 13, 14, right?
Yeah, but like obviously, like, I know what that is.
Do they carve you for that though? That's like,
No, it's just like a musical.
But someone died. Someone killed himself, I think.
Yeah, but it's like super tasteful.
Okay.
It was awesome, and I loved. Oh my god, you have to see Dear Evan Hansen. You have to see Dear Evan Hansen. It's so good. I like freaked out. I was like, ugh. Oh my god, it's so good. I didn't. I didn't see it with Ben Platt. That's why, because he was Evan Hansen. That's why I was asking. He was Evan Hansen.
Oh, that's the actor.
He's an actor who's in it. But I didn't see it with him. But he's on the soundtrack, and it's so good. I cried at the end, and my parents were like, oh my God.
Well, you know what? We've got some time. So do you have it on your phone?
Yeah. I mean, I can, like, bring it up.
Yeah, let's bring it up. I don't know if I can play it because I don't have the rights to it, but let's take a quick break and we're going to listen to all of Dear Evan Hansen.
What did you think? Now that you've listened to all of Dear Evan Hansen. Are you okay?
Can we just, like, park for a second?
Yeah. I feel like we're totally late for school.
Yeah, we are, but don't worry about it. I sort of ruled that place.
Did you like the music?
Yeah, I freaking loved it. Yeah, I freaking loved it.
I knew you would like it. I knew. It's so good. What was your favorite song?
Can I tell you what really got me?
Yeah.
Shit, don't tell anyone. When, like, he and the dad are like, it's a hard way, but it's the
right way.
The right way. To break in a club. Because I feel like my dad never gave me, like, he has never had the dad who gave that to him. But
yeah.
But then the dad doesn't have a son who he wanted to do that for. And, like,
yeah.
You know, it's like, who are fathers? And, like, I do think fathers are, like, the sort of, it seems like fathers are the untold heroes of the musical.
Yeah, totally. And, like, I mean, my dad, like, never leaves the house. Like, he's always just, like, puttering around, or he's like outside puttering around with his putters, and like he took me all the way to New York to see the show, and I was like, and then I was just like,
and that song happened.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa. And like, even though the show is like about a boy and I'm like a girl, like I
but
still,
there's a prominent girl character.
There is, and the girl's like really good.
Oh, dude, that voice is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's so good. I wish I could have seen it with Ben Platt because he's literally so amazing.
And he's the actor.
He's the actor, but like also he has so many YouTube videos of just like him singing and like riffing, and it's so awesome.
I'm gonna write that down, Ben Platt.
Yeah, write it down. PLA2Ts.
Oh, that's like my favorite comedian. Tim.
I don't know who that is.
He's great. He's in New York. Not many people know him, but he's really cool.
I'm so glad you listened. I'm so glad you liked it.
You know what? Also, song was really cool. Obviously, living through a window. Like, that was obviously very incredible.
You have, like, a really good voice, actually.
Really?
Yeah, like, I feel like you have, a really good voice.
Oh, thank you.
Did you ever, like, audition for the musicals or no?
No. I, like, play guitar.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I
wish I knew how to play guitar.
Really?
I took guitar lessons when I was little, but I was, like, really bad at it.
Oh, you should. It's never too late to get back in.
I don't know. I feel like I'm too old now.
I don't think so. I think it's never too late to start.
I'm, like, almost 15.
I mean, can you sing?
Yeah. I mean, that's, like, what I want to do is, like, be in the musicals, but I, like, didn't audition this year because I was, like,
wait, so you...
Everyone is so good in the musicals that I was, like, I'm not gonna get it.
Wait, you know Broadway actors' names and you're not even trying out for the musical? Leah, you have to.
Everyone in the musical is so good. Like Jess.
Oh, yeah, Jess is amazing.
She's so good. I saw her, like, when I was in eighth grade. I, like, went to see Fiddler on the Roof, and I was, like, I was like, she's a professional.
But she didn't start there. She's a senior now. You know what I mean? Everyone's got.
But she had like a huge role when she was a junior, and that's like actually so rare. Like that's actually.
I know
happens.
It's rare, but like you should audition.
Maybe I guess next year. I mean, I already missed it this year.
Well, you know what? It's practice now.
Sing
in three.
No.
Three.
No.
Two.
No.
One.
On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than a...
Come on.
I can't.
Come
I
on,
can't.
Leah.
No, no, I can't. We should go to school.
Okay,
also.
Okay, let's go. Just need a break from that freaking... Does anybody have a map? Does anybody happen to know what the hell I'm doing? I'm really good at remembering stuff.
Yeah, you learn so
I'm
fast.
I'm really good at remembering stuff. Maybe this is me just pretending to know. And then you have a map. I need a clue.
The scary truth is I'm flying.
I'm making it up as I go.
Yeah, so good. Those actresses are really good too.
Yeah, I do think they all have really good voices. Oh, yeah. Noah's one song I liked. Oh, what's he like when he's like, Dear Evan Hampton, dan, dan,
dan. Oh yeah.
How's that when I've been the doctor, that one.
Yeah, I don't really know all the words to that song. I kind of always I kind of skip that song sometimes, even though it is like really good. I like sometimes skip it to get to like the other songs.
Yeah, I guess sometimes you have to skip stuff.
But it's really good.
Okay, here we are. Do you want mind if we get out from the parking lot? Do you want me to drop you up from the front?
The front is fine.
Okay, I'll drop you up the front and I'll just come back and park.
Sorry, are you also driving me home?
What?
Or, like, I just, because my mom didn't say. Like, are you also driving me home after school or...
No. Do I have to?
Oh, no. I mean, I can, like, find another way to get home.
Wait, but did your mom say I was? Because I want to get in trouble.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't at all. I just, like, thought maybe...
So no one said I have to give you a ride?
No, I just, like... I was just asking because I was like, I actually don't know, and like, I could easily get a ride with somebody.
But let's be smart here. Was that? Do you think this is part of the? Because I don't want to get in trouble. So was this like,
no.
Was this what they were? Even if they didn't say it, was just what they were thinking?
I don't think so. Like,
because I wouldn't think so either. Because we have different, like, we do different after school activities, you know?
Right. Yeah. Like, I don't have anything after school today, but like, I can like get a ride, or I can like hang out in the library and like do homework. Like, I have a big like. I have, like, a paper that I'm working on.
So you would wait for me to be done with practice?
No. I could do my essay in the library and, like, wait.
But do you want to do, like...
It's fine. Like, I have to write my Catcher in the Rye essay.
Fuck, wait, this sucks.
Wait, it's
so
not
I have
big...
to drive you to school and pick you up for, like, however long until, like, your mom gets her license back or whatever?
Sorry, I didn't realize that. I mean, if I'm like a burden, it's like actually not that big a deal. Like, I can just tell my mom.
I never said you were a burden, like, it's just an inconvenience.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know how. Like, there's no other way for me to like get a ride to school. Like, my mom obviously like can't drive.
Okay.
My dad can't drive. Like,
wait, why can't your dad drive?
He's just like legally not allowed to drive.
What?
I don't know why. Like, I don't know. Lots of dads aren't allowed to drive. Like, is your dad allowed to drive?
Yeah.
Oh. Like, a lot of dads are not legally allowed to drive. That's, like, pretty common, I think. And I'm not the only one, but...
Okay.
I'm sorry. Like, I don't...
Okay.
I just don't want you to be, like, annoyed at me, to
no,
be honest.
I'm
like,
not,
I just
I'm
feel
not
like...
Annoyed. I'm not annoyed at my mom. I'm annoyed at my mom and your mom, right? Hey.
It's not even a big deal. Like, I can walk to school. Like, it's far, but
Leah,
it's not,
Leah,
like, impossible.
Leah,
my mom just didn't want
Leah,
me, like, walking along the highway
Leah,
or whatever.
Leah, I'm going to give you a ride, all right? I'll give you a ride
okay.
back today. We should talk about it, though, so we just figure out what's going on.
Okay.
It's fine. It's not you. It's our parents. And, like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Well, like you don't, like, do you have my cell phone, like, number? Like, just, like, call my phone and then,
okay.
like, if you can't. Or text me if you can't drive me.
I'll give
like,
you a drive, okay?
Because I can probably go home with, like, Abby or...
Well, if you can, that'd be great. Just let me know if you can't. Here's what we'll do.
Yeah.
If you can go home with like, Abby or someone, do that.
Yeah.
And if you can't, just text me and I'll give you home. I'll be, like, your last resort.
Okay. Like, I feel like that's probably fine if, like, Abby drives me. Like, I don't think my mom cares, like... Who drives me home as long as I, like, am home
Let's
and it's, like, not
a
big deal.
Let's just communicate about it so, like, neither of us get in trouble. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, like, I don't think it's going to be for months because also, like, Judd's getting his permit, like, really soon. And, like, I do think that, like, he can, like, drive.
Because he's, like, your sister's
sister
friend.
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think he could probably, like,
because he's
us.
Your friend's sister. Yeah.
Yes, he's my friend's. Sister.
I mean, no. Okay, you caught me there.
You totally did that.
You caught me
he's
there.
He's my friend's
yeah,
brother
you got,
and
you got
like
me with that one.
He's my friend's brother and like Will can drive me home. But I think he doesn't get it until like he gets it next week.
Okay.
Or he has his permit, but he like obviously can't drive without his parents in the car.
Well, you know, if he can give you a ride, then that's cool.
Yeah.
But can I also say that like he's also just kind of scary. So if like it's ever something that you don't want to drive with, then you should
no.
definitely text me. Okay.
He's seriously just like being funny. I think.
Okay, just like let me know. You know?
Okay.
If you need that ride,
you're
I'm
like,
there.
So, you're so intense right now.
I'm not just one.
You're being so intense.
I'm not being
intense. No, it's like totally fine. It's just funny. Like, you're so intense.
Okay. Who's the coolest freshman?
What?
Who's the coolest freshman? I end every podcast with asking who the guest thinks the coolest freshman is.
Oh. I don't know. I feel like Liz is definitely, like, the, like, girl that has, like, the most boyfriends. But, like, I don't know if that makes her, like, cool.
Do you think that makes her cool? Who do you think makes – what do you think makes someone cool?
I guess, like, I think someone's cool if they, like, have, like, cool clothes and, like cool stuff.
So if, like, if those are the terms that you consider – cool, then she is the coolest freshman.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
So is that your final answer? Is like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
You can keep thinking about it. If there's other
freshmen,
you think.
No, that's like.
We can go through other options.
No, I actually like really have to go though. It's like it's so late. It's like third period.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll.
Just text me if you need a ride.
I'll text you, and if not, like, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, and you're welcome for the ride here.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And for the soda.
Yes, thank you.
And you're lucky I saved my fries, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to eat the fries now so you don't get grossed out by it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, bye.
Okay, bye. Man. If you guys are still listening, remember when you cared about getting to class on time? Just driving to the parking lot. I got to park. I can't park in front of the school. It's because honestly, like being it's not about being on time to class. It's about getting good SATs. Everyone fucking knows that, you know. Okay. Now they can see. Is all it takes is a little reinvention. It's easy to change if you give it your attention. All you gotta do is just believe you can be who you want to be. Sincerely. Hold on, I want to back up for a second. See? Yeah. And all it takes is a little reinvention. Yeah. It's easy to ignore. And this thing happens. That part. Yeah, I want to hear that part again. Around, wait and see. All it takes is a little reinvention. It's easy to take when you're getting your attention. Did-a-do. I gotta hear that part again. All it takes is a little reinvention. It's easy to do and give it your I gotta do that part again. Reinvention. It's easy to change if you give it your attention. All you gotta do is just believe you can be who you wanna be. Sincerely, me.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam. And liking our page on Facebook.